The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Good morning, it's Oliver Callan in for Ryan until 10 o'clock, live from the RTE Radio Centre, which is worth saying in this age of broadcasting from homes and hot presses and garden sheds. It is Friday. Does that mean anything anymore when all the days seem to be indistinguishable from each other? I think of Maggie Smith's character in Downton Abbey asking, "What is a weekend?" That might well be the refrain of the contained around the country this morning. Let us know how you are coping out there. Text 51551 and email ryan@rte.ie. Now, I must admit that watching the 9 o'clock news last night and hearing that latest COVID-19 death toll, I did gasp out loud. I haven't done that in a long time. And we are, of course, all of us, sincerely sorry and sad for the families of those unfortunate souls and their ages, or that ugly term, underlying condition, if it applies, does not diminish their deaths. They are people who lived and they were loved and they have died before their time. But as we've seen, you know, things could be much worse right now had we not acted as a country together at the early point that we did. And we have to continue, keep doing what we are doing and improve it, and then keep doing it and improve it again. Trust the public health advice. It will help reduce the burden of what is to come. As Joe Duffy spends half of Liveline these days, wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your fingers, wash your toes, wash your cat and clap your hands. And the clapping went out at 8 o'clock last night. Which really, I think, helped steel us for the worst, as does the fabulous stories you might have heard a little bit on Morning Ireland about the doctors arriving home en masse from Australia. Very young doctors, and they're on the front page of the Irish Times. I want to read out their names. Aoife Page, Luke Hughes, Rachel Kearns, Hilary Coyle, Deirdre Ryan and Eva Tallon. They're photographed arriving back in Dublin Airport from Perth yesterday. They're part of a large group of medics who've returned to Ireland to help us with the COVID-19 healthcare effort here. And the amazing thing about this is that Zoe Lynch, a doctor in Australia who turned 27 on Monday, spent her 27th birthday organising this return home. And they have arrived like hobbits coming over the hill at the end of the film to come and save us. I mean, what will happen to us if we ever run out of these incredible people who are living up to the reason for their vocation more than ever now, and they're not running for the hills like you'd nearly expect them to do. For the rest of us, like I say, keep in, keep washing your hands. Some lovely recipes and cooking from home ideas doing the rounds. I saw the Irish Times yesterday sharing an archive clip of Micheál Ó Hertig making the perfect ham sandwich. Tomatoes were a thing that didn't appear in West Kerry for a long time, is one of the choice quotes in there. It's worth looking at over the weekend if you're looking for that immaculate, perfect Micheál Ó Hertig ham sandwich. Catherine Cleary, also of that newspaper, a must-read restaurant critic at the best of times. Not many restaurants to critic now. But she has the essential recipe on how to make your own Big Mac online on theirishtimes.com. It's all about the sauce, apparently. Mayo, mustard, sweet relish, paprika. My mouth is watering and it shouldn't be at 9:05. But there you go. It's a Big Mac. And I wouldn't be a Big Mac fan at the best of times. But making one at your home, at home is kind of a little idea that I like the sound of. By the way, I am here, but Callan's Kicks is on air at 6:30 tonight. And check out the podcast as well. We have so much content, as they say in the media industry now, so much content these days that our podcast version is longer than what we can actually fit on the wireless version. So there is bonus material if you're listening to the podcast. So please do. The Dáil came back yesterday, so we're able to spread the Kicks wide and far. And I noticed actually, because I'm one of the people who have to tune in and watch the Oireachtas TV live, when Micheál Martin, you know, when he's doing an interview, he's very quiet, very calm, very purposeful, very moonchorial, actually, is the way you put his voice, you know, if that's a word. But in the Dáil, his voice goes up a couple of octaves, you know, and he's a bit more Turner's Cross. You know, sometimes I go, so cock, only langers can hear me. There you go. And Simon Harris, of course, who is everywhere at the moment, and I think he's, I've never seen a political career rebound quite like it. And he's won a lot of won back a few admirers, converted a lot of admirers. But he has to be there as well because he speaks in that extremely quick, fast way as well. He's kind of like Dave Fanning in a suit, if you know what I mean. So Simon Harris is going to be there as well. But the quote of the week for me, and this is in the real world, not in the Callan's Kicks fictional version of the real world. The quote of the week was President Higgins, or Michael D as he's known to most of us. He was on the strawberry alarm clock on FM 104 and he was talking about physical distancing or social distancing, whatever you're calling it. And he said quite simply, give it a lash. Give it a lash. The spirit of Italia 90 is there. We will defeat the coronavirus. I will set my two dogs on that nasty virus. Bruth, August Sheeda. Sometimes I saddle them up and ride them into battle in the Phoenix Park. And that, my friends, is why I won't be getting an invite to the tea parties in the Oars. By the way, if you're looking for funny things to keep yourself distracted slash occupied, Foyle Arms and Hogg, the great Irish comedy troupe. They have an amazing sketch on an online video, Maths Class, which I think will strike a chord with a lot of people out there. It's called Quarantine Maths Class Disaster. Get it on the YouTube. It is classic stuff. It doesn't work so well on the radio, playing a clip of that, but that is well worth watching. Foyle Arms and Hogg, they are huge. They had a huge tour. Just not in Ireland, not only in Ireland, but across the UK as well. And they've had to reschedule it, like a lot of us. I will hopefully get back on the road like everyone else. And there's lots of theatres, amazing independent theatres, rescheduling, working really hard to bring us all the entertainment in the post-pandemic world, because that will be a real thing. That will happen. We just have to be patient. We have to be patient and wait for it. And if I can just reassure my own, the people who bought tickets very kindly to Callan's Kicks Live, our Bord Gáis Energy Theatre show, Stephen Falloon is working very hard with all his amazing team. That show was going to be in May, but it's now going to be in October the 15th, and the Cork Opera House was going to be Easter Sunday, but it's now September 20th. And check out all your favourite artists if you have bought tickets and you were hoping to go to those shows soon. All your promoters, Aiken Promotions, MCD, all those people, and the theatres are rescheduling, so look at that. Now, we are talking a lot about this week about the ordinary heroes doing little things that amount to big gestures. The journal.ie tells us that Gardaí are assisting and supporting people by collecting medical prescriptions, attending hospital appointments and changing flat tyres. In Sligo, Garda Conor McNulty has been bringing guide dog Rum out to stretch her legs because her visually impaired owner is practising social distancing, staying at home. And that, it's something you just wouldn't even think about, but thankfully these good Gardaí are thinking about it and they are doing it. In Donegal, Garda Calvi came across a lovely lady while carrying out house calls in the Ballyshannon area. She was concerned that she might run out of porridge oats. You can't run out of porridge oats. You have to get the porridge in all the time. So what did Garda Calvi do? Made sure she was well stocked up after a trip to the local Lidl or Lidl or Lidl's or whatever you're calling it. New Garda, Deborah McDade, started work this week at Letterkenny Garda Station. She spent her first week on the job assisting with collecting and delivering prescriptions to those who need support in the community. Cabra Garda Station also getting a shout out in that piece on the journal.ie. Lots of donations and good things also happening. 1,000 smartphones have been donated to provide a lifeline to some of Ireland's most vulnerable people who may be isolated by the pandemic. Vodafone donated the phones to charity Alone, which will distribute them to elderly people in need. An emergency donation also being made to Women's Aid, as the charity works to help women under increased threat from domestic abuse while trapped at home during the coronavirus. Ugh, it's a grim story, but there are good people out there doing things. Never mind the witless poltroons, as Miriam Lord dubbed them, the coffers and the spitters. Ignore those. Be positive. Focus on the good things that are happening. Now, sometimes a donation can be questionable. Crocs, the company making Crocs, you know, that horrible shoe which makes you, ooh, the best of times, shiver when you think of feet with no socks in those plastic things. Anyway, they've donated 10,000 free pairs of its colourful moulded resin clogs to members of the medical community, according to the LA Times. Across the country, free pair for healthcare programme is working. Oh, every day, they're giving 10,000 pairs every day. They will come in useful, so I shouldn't be so down on them. We're speaking of gigs and stuff that you can't go to. Brilliant idea for the Irish Cancer Society, the Laughter Lounge in Dublin, which is a very popular venue. Loads of tourists go there. Lots of locals as well go regular there. Regular comedians are going to be doing live streams to support the Irish Cancer Society. It's not Daffodil Day, it's Laughadil Day. See? Laughadil Day. The content will be much better than that, I can promise you. Tonight, Friday the 27th of March, yes, that's it, 8:30, streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. The stream just costs €5 and it will go to the Irish Cancer Society because they've had to cancel their Daffodil Day and we need to raise money for that. Now, creativity movies and stuff, they're all coming up with fabulous ideas in this COVID-19 time of us. And one of the, I suppose, inevitable sketches to be done was on Bohemian Rhapsody, one of the greatest songs of all time, according to this article on KCRR.com. Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody has turned into the coronavirus rhapsody. And I think we have a clip of that for your little entertainment.
Is this a fever? Is this just allergies? Caught in a lockdown, no escape from the family. Don't touch your eyes, just hand sanitize quickly. I wash my hands, laying low. I look out the window. The cup doesn't look flatter to me. To me.
People are having the crack with that. That is the coronavirus rhapsody. Locked up with your family is something that a lot of people are unfortunately experiencing and getting used to, but you know, we're all friends now at the moment. The IrishTimes.com tells us a principal's message to parents from County Clare: stop trying to be superheroes at a time when parents are fretting about juggling work and their children's home learning. One school principal's advice has gone viral. Katrina Golden, which is a brilliant name, by the way. It's like kind of like a nice teacher in an Irish Roald Dahl novel. Katrina Golden, principal at Ennis Educate Together National School, sent a message which struck a chord with parents feeling stressed and overwhelmed by the work sent home for their children. On a blunt but practical message, she said, giving your children educational activities at home is not homeschooling. We're in an unprecedented emergency situation impacting the entire world, she says. Let's get some perspective. It is not possible to facilitate distance learning with a primary age child and work from home at the same time. We will all catch up on all that stuff we were planning to do, so you don't have to stress yourself out. You don't have to be the superheroes. You can check out that on IrishTimes.com. There's a whole list of things to do. Now, lots of rescheduled events. As I was saying, Dublin's Pride Parade, normally held in June, has been postponed until the 12th of September. But the organisers have a lovely quote in the journal.ie. Who would have thought that after decades of asking you to come out, we'd be asking you to stay inside? September 12th, mark it on your calendar. That's going to be a party like no other. I have visions in my head of Des Cahill commentating, going, here we are now, September 12th, at the St. Patrick's Day Parade, just heading off down from Parnell Square, followed quickly by the Dublin Pride Parade and the Women's Mini Marathon, passing them out. Don't forget Merrion Square, the Dublin Horse Show is taking place. I hope they leave it in good enough condition for the Irish Open. And Eurovision is also happening. All these events happening at once. We'll get there. Post-pandemic world, it will happen. Now, do we have time for a Meghan Markle story? I suppose, okay. Meghan Markle is teaming up with Disney for her first post-royal project. Everything Meghan related seems very trivial now, doesn't it? Disney Nature's Elephant, an original movie narrated by Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, for the moment, starts streaming on April the 3rd, but only on Disney Plus. It is narrated. What does it do? It follows one family's extraordinary 1,000-mile journey across Africa. The elephant's journey, that is. So it's in collaboration with the charity Elephants Without Borders. I think she had recorded beforehand. What are other celebrities doing? Well, Liam Gallagher is trying to get this reunion of Oasis up and running to raise money for the NHS over in the UK. And he's kind of trolling in a kind of a positive way, I suppose, his brother Noel. He says it will happen with or without Noel, but it wouldn't be the same. But trust me, no matter what happens, they're going to do it and it'll blow your knickers off. There you go. A nice thing just from Amelia Landon on Twitter. She says, my grandma, who was in isolation, accidentally dialed a wrong number yesterday and spoke to a random lady who was also isolating herself. And they spoke for 20 minutes about her life. They've exchanged numbers so they can keep in contact and meet up once all this is over. And I just think that's lovely. It is. So friends across the pandemic. Now, Sinead Burke, who we all know, has tweeted, the flippancy and erasure we have become accustomed to when using the terms underlying conditions questions or vulnerable needs to be analysed. And that strikes a chord with Roisin, who has texted in on 51551, saying that we're spot on in relation to the ugly term. As a nurse with an underlying condition, I flinch every time I hear it, says Roisin. But I suppose in fairness to Dr. Tony Houlihan and the public health officials, they're trying to give as much information as they can without identifying people. And, you know, it's a technical term. We just become so used to it. But rather than saying what they're suffering from or anything like that, I suppose they just there is no bureaucratic, no other way of saying it. But it is an ugly term. But we know and we hope that everyone understands that there are real people, real lives all behind that. But let's keep going. Now, from Liam Gallagher to Bob Dylan, he has surprised fans with new music, a 17-minute track about the assassination of JFK. Well, that sounds cheerful, doesn't it? The singer-songwriter, who's 78, announced the release of Murder Most Foul and shared a brief message saying he recorded it a while back. He says, "This is an unreleased song we recorded a while back." I won't do the full Bob Dylan because it just sounds just not good this hour of the day. It's a song he recorded a while back you might find interesting. Stay safe, stay observant, and may God be with you, says Bob Dylan. So Murder Most Foul is a new Bob Dylan. 17 minutes worth. Maybe John Kelly will get the chance to play that. Now, what else have I been seeing around the place as well? Mr. Motivator is making a comeback. We spoke, Ryan spoke in this programme earlier in the week about Joe Wicks and lots of people doing PE lessons from home via the YouTube. Well, Mr. Motivator is a man from the 90s. You remember that guy? He's from Jamaica with a colourful lycra every morning, GMTV all the way through the 90s. He's returning to Britain's television screens on a new BBC One programme designed to keep the nation healthy. So he's 67 now. Mr. Motivator, real name, Derek Evans. He's praised Joe Wick's success, by the way, but he's doing the telly. He's on the telly and he's going to come up with ideas. And he has been focusing on mental health issues over recent years. I think somebody said upstairs that he does 67 push-ups or something when he celebrates his birthday. So that's something that might interest you. Keeping fit as well is Britney Spears. She announced on Instagram yesterday, she shared a screenshot of her time after running what she said was 100 metres. And the time was 5.67 seconds, which, as people pointed out, would be 4 seconds faster than Usain Bolt's world record sprint over 100 metres. So there you go. Britney Spears, at the tender age of 38, faster than Usain Bolt. Lots of support for her. Now, very important appeal in the Czech Republic. They were very early with heavy lockdown measures. I think they closed down even sooner than the UK managed to do it. Appeal to launch, to save beer. This is a beer. An appeal has been launched in the Czech Republic to save the equivalent of 1.3 million pints of craft beer that will go off within weeks if it is not drunk. The beer is languishing on drunken barrels in 32 craft breweries across that country. Because all the pubs and restaurants and everything are closed, customers they're not getting it. They're not getting the beer, you see. So they've appealed, if we don't get this beer out there now, it's going to go off. So fair play to the Czech people. They are the highest per capita beer consumers in the world. And they are buying direct from all of that. That is all the crack we have for you for the moment. But let's keep our dancing shoes on. Let's stay positive. Wash your hands and dance. Feel your touch. I love it. That's new from The Weeknd, Blinding Lights. And what is The Weeknd? I'm speaking of The Weeknd. Will it feel different for some people? Joe Cran from Westward Scania tells me while many of us work from home, The Weeknd will come as great respite for many. The truck mechanics and parts people who help to keep essential hauliers on the road need physical respite. Absolutely true. We need you for those supply lines. Thanks to all those from all brands, but especially to the Scania people who are working nationwide. And Joe Cran is the managing director of Westward Scania. So happy to say that. Thanks for all the claps, says the text from the ICU nurses on their way home and looking forward to the bed. Thank you. And let's hope we continue doing the old clapping. Now, here's on a more serious, well, it's all serious, sorry. I just want to highlight what happened to me last night, as I feel it's very important that the message is put across that this is not okay, not acceptable behaviour from what is going on globally with COVID-19. This lady tells us, her name is Kat. She says a gang of four men approached her in a car park in Tesco yesterday. All four of them simultaneously coughed at me at the same time and laughed. The security went after them, which we're glad to hear, and the Gardaí came to her house and took a statement later. She was on her own. They were men, grown men, late 20s, 30s, not kids, but she's very glad she was taken seriously at Tesco and the Gardaí took her seriously. They took a statement, and it is assault. We can't say that often enough, it is something that can result in criminal charges. So let's just be vigilant. And if anyone attempts to do it, that we are ready to hold them to account.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
Keep the texts coming in on 51551. What am I reading here? Oliver, make snakes and ladders more interesting. Put sweets on random squares, says Graham in Kilkenny. Not a lot of dentists will agree with you, Graham. Greetings from Sunny Boyle. I've walked, gardened, played piano, made tea for my wife, and I am up to 11,000 steps already. Makes you sick, doesn't it? Yeah. No bragging now over there in Roscommon. Thank you very much. And yes, we did the discussion about swimming in Bray. Some people are just a little bit too active, aren't they? They're just a little bit too goody and, you know, a little bit boasty, to be fair. When I'm talking about making Big Macs from home, they're out swimming in the sea. Now, let's give away some National Book tokens to somebody who is very good at answering, who knows stuff on the wireless. Ryan has been doing this with the little kids around the country. So we're going to say good morning to Annie.
Hi.
Good morning to you, Annie.
Hello.
Where are you? What part of the world are you in right now?
I'm in Mayo.
Mayo. Do you say Mayo or do you say Mayo?
Mayo.
Oh, you see, that's the way you have to pronounce it. And what age are you, Annie?
I'm 11.
You're 11. So that puts you in what, fourth, fifth, sixth class? What?
Fifth class.
You're in fifth class. So are you doing fifth class at home at the moment?
Yeah.
And how is that? How's that working out?
It's fine. It's easy enough.
It's easy enough because, it's just handy for you because you're from Mayo and you win all the time.
Yeah.
How is everybody in the house?
Oh, they're fine, yeah.
And who is in that house?
My mum, my dad, my brother and my sister.
And they're all there?
Yeah.
Do they have names or they just...
Yeah.
You just call them you there, no. This person.
Yeah.
And is there anyone annoying you at home at the moment?
My brother a little bit.
Ah, what's he doing?
Picking on me.
He's picking on you. What's his name?
James.
James?
Yeah.
James, there'll be no picking or else you get double homeschooling work or whatever that is and you get detention in the attic or something like that. Is there homeschooling going on properly now or is it home dossing that's going on, by the way?
Homeschooling and home dossing.
Both of them at the same time, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, well, do you know stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, now you have to pick some letters for us. You pick five letters for the chance to win a €50 voucher of National Book tokens. Give us your five random letters.
A.
A, and keep giving us letters.
B.
Okay, I'll give you A first of all. What A is someone who goes into space?
Astronaut.
Correct. Give us another letter.
B.
C. What C is a shape with no corners?
Circle.
Correct. Amazing. Another letter.
D.
D. What D has fangs and comes from Transylvania?
Sorry, say that again.
What D has fangs and comes from Transylvania?
Dragon. Dracula.
Dracula is absolutely correct. Yes, well done. And one more letter. Two more letters.
F.
F for fancy. Fancy Dan's over in Mayo. Let me get to F. What F is the name of the things you have on your hands? It's very difficult. I can only What F is the name of the things you have on your hands? Think
fingers.
Carefully. Correct. And your last question.
G.
G. What G is a small fruit which you can make wine with?
Grapes.
That was very fast. There must be a bit of wine in that household. Congratulations, Bulabus. €50. Woohoo! To Annie McDonnell in the west of Ireland over there in Mayo, 11 years old in fifth class. And James, stop being mean. Are you still there, Annie? Are you celebrating?
Yeah.
Just nice, quiet celebrating.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a while since Mayo won anything. Come on.
Yeah, I'll have to get a word with them.
What do you miss most about normal life, by the way, Annie?
My friends.
Ah. But you can still look at them on the FaceTime and the Snapchat and the TikTok and all that.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Is there anything, by the way, you wish you had kind of done or learned or got for yourself or prepared before this whole thing happened?
Not really, no.
No? You're kind of happy enough?
Yeah.
So long as people don't pick on you in the house, everything will be grand.
Yeah.
Listen, up Mayo, look after yourselves over there. Thanks for playing. €50 worth of National Book tokens on the way to you. Are you a Niall Horan fan by any chance?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, dance and celebrate around the room to this. Nice to meet you. And nice to meet you, Annie.
Thank you.
Slán, Slán, good morning. Mullingar's finest, Niall Horan there, or Neil Horan, you can say, if you want to kind of pronounce it as Quelga, with Nice to Meet You. Good tune, kind of a sassy tune, isn't it? And he's a decent fella. He was on there. I saw that clip of him on The Late Late a few weeks ago, and he's as charming as ever, and he hasn't changed a bit, sure. Now, your texts are coming in, 51551. Margie says, hi, Ray. Do I sound like Ray?
I don't know. Don't think I do. Anyway, Margie says, the Curragh Plains is a beautiful place for people.
Now I see why she thought it was Ray, because she's talking about Kildare and it's the Curragh. The Curragh Plains is a beautiful place for people and horses and sheep to roam. Will you please remind people to take bottles and cans and everything home? People leaving bottles and cans around the Curragh Plains, that's nasty, nasty. And we have to look after our horses and our sheep and all that carry on. Morning, my daughter will be thrilled to hear Mr. Motivator is back. She would not go to school until she watched him on the telly and did her exercises. Have a great weekend, says Lorraine. Where is the social distancing etiquettes? Asks this texter. I am 66 and when walking on a quiet beach and the street, I have to swing a right or left, oftentimes into a bus lane to avoid the oncoming immovable object of groups of two or three or four people coming at her in my direction. I've had this experience as well, actually walking in the last couple of days, and I've been stepping out onto the road. I suppose because we've got clear weather, you can see what's coming left and right of you. But it's, you know, but we are hearing positive stuff from the market research that the HSE has done. We heard Dr. Tony Houlihan saying last night that about 81% of people are now saying they're adapting to social distancing. It's not everybody, but it is a great improvement on where it was even a couple of days ago. On the idea of quizzes and doing things with your family on your Family Fun WhatsApp group or whatever you're doing and how far apart you are, Maura Joyce tells us her family linked from Dubai, London, Dublin and Lawrencetown and had a table quiz online. It was fantastic. The team from London won. Yeah, they would, wouldn't they? Bands of Ireland are preparing a production of Ireland's Call with over 300 band players from all over the country and the world. Each player is recording and sending their part via Facebook, says a texter. More puzzles. Here's a puzzle from my childhood of many years ago. How far into a wood can a rabbit go? Halfway. He continues going. If he continues going, he's coming out on the other side. Thanks for that, Frank Connolly. It is coming up to 10 o'clock. We are out of time, but some people looking for the name of the kids' book again. It was Family Fun Unplugged. Some people looking for applause for the Department of Social Protection for the Trojan work of the front line there. Happy to do that. That's it for today. Keep washing your hands. Keep in and keep your spirits upward bound. I have to go now to my own little studio to finish Callan's Kicks for 6:30 this evening. Today with Sean O'Rourke is After the News. Good day to you all.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.